So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter number 10, text number 40. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Yatha yatha.
Yatha yatha.
Bhagavata.
Bhakti
Paramaya Abhidha Nripa Shaidya Adaya Satmyam Hare Tat Chintaya Yayu Yatha yatha bhagavato
yatha yatha bhagavato
bhakya paramaya vidha
bhakya paramaya vidha
nirpaschayandaya satmyam
nirpaschayandaya satmyam
hare stachintaya yuyu
hare stachintaya yuyu
Yatha yatha bhagavato
yatha yatha bhagavato
bhaktya paramaya vidha
bhaktya paramaya vidha
nirpaschaya deya satmyam
nirpaschaya deya satmyam
hare stach chintaya yuyu
hare stach chintaya yuyu
Yatha yatha.
Yatha yatha.
Just as.
Bhagavata.
Of the personality of Godhead. Bhaktya. By devotional service. Paramaya, supreme, Abhidha, incessantly thinking of such activities. Nripa, kings, Chaya Adaya, Shishupal, Dantavakra, and others.
Shishupala, Dantavakra, and kiti.
Shishupala, Dantavakra, and kiti.
Satmyam.
Satmyam.
The same form.
The same form.
Toki pati pavidala.
Toki pati pavidala.
Hare.
Hare.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tachintaya.
Tachintaya.
By constantly thinking of him.
Nolat sutelkia mintis.
Yayu.
Yayu.
Returned home back to Godhead.
Grįžo namo atgal pas Dievą.
Grįžo namo atgal pas Dievą.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. By devotional service, pure devotees who incessantly think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead receive bodies similar to His. This is known as Sarupya Mukti. Although Shishupal, Dantavakra, and other kings thought of Krishna as an enemy, they also achieved the same result. Purport. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in connection with Lord Chaitanya's instructions, the Sanatana Goswami, it is explained that a devotee should externally execute his routine devotional service in a regular way, but should always inwardly think of the particular mellow in which he is attracted to the service of the Lord. This constant thought of the Lord makes the devotee eligible to return home back to Godhead. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Jaktva Dehang Punarjanma Naitimam Eti. After giving up his body, a devotee does not again receive a material body, but goes back to Godhead and receives a spiritual body resembling those of the Lord's eternal associates whose activities he followed. However, the devotee likes to serve the Lord. He may constantly think of the Lord's associates, the cowherd boys, the gopis, the Lord's father and mother, his servants, and the trees, land, animals, plants, and water in the Lord's abode. Because of constantly thinking of these features, one acquires a transcendental position. Kings like Shishupal, Dantavakra, Kamsa, Pandraka, Narakasur, and Shalva were all similarly delivered. This is confirmed by Madhvacharya, Pandrake Narake Chaiva, Shalve Kangse Charukmani, Avishtas Taharir Bhaktas, Tadbhaktyaharim Apare. Pandraka, Narakasura, Shalva, and Kamsa were all inimical toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because all these kings constantly thought of him, they achieved the same liberation, Sarupya Mukti. The Jnana Bhakta, the devotee who follows the path of Jnana, also attains the same destination. If even the enemies of the Lord achieve salvation by constantly thinking about the Lord, what is to be said of pure devotees who always engage in the Lord's service and who think of nothing but the Lord in every activity?
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadyadeshatarine.
So, what is described here in this verse and purport? Is also confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Yang krodhakama sahaja prayanadi bhiti vatsalya moha guru gaur ravasevya bhavai sanchincha sadrinchintasya sadrishim tanuma parete govindam adipurusham tambaham bhajami. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda. Those who meditate upon him in different moods achieve the identity according to the nature of their meditation. Some meditate upon him in anger. We see the example of these demoniac kings. They were in anger meditating on Krishna. Some meditate upon in amorous passion, like the gopis. Natural friendly love, like the cowherd boys. Some in fear. Actually, these demoniac kings were in fear. Grandfather Bhishma was in anger. Parental affection, like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata. Delusion. Reverence. And willing service. They all achieve the identity, the sarup, according to the nature of their contemplation. So, how does this apply to us? Well, it's not, this is beyond us right now, this type of bhakti. This is called Raganuga Sadhana. This only comes after you finish the Anarthanivritti stage. In other words, there are different stages in the path of bhakti. First of all, there's faith, or shraddha. Then there's sadhu sangha, associating with devotees. And there's bhajana kriya, when you get initiated. And you serve your spiritual master's order with determination and love. And then the next stage is Anarthanivritti. And that's a very difficult stage to pass through. That's when you get all the dirt out of your heart. You get rid of the lust. Get rid of the anger.
Pykčio,
the sleepiness. Tamagun influence. You get rid of envy and greed.
Pavydo, gakšumo.
It's a very difficult stage to pass through.
Labai sunku pereiti šitą pakopą.
Once you complete Anarthanivritti and you're almost completely a pure devotee now, you see. Then you achieve a stage called Nishta, where you're absolutely solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. And then there's a stage called Ruchi, where you the taste of Krishna's name becomes inconceivably sweet. You could chant Hare Krishna for millions of years and never get tired. And then you become completely, totally attached to Krishna. That's the stage called asakti. Attachment. And that's when you actually that's when you realize what is your rasa in Golok. And that's when you start meditating on serving in a particular way as a cowherd boy, a cowherd girl, a blade of grass, a flower, a bamboo flute, or some particular way.
Ir tik tai tada jūs galėsite medituoti į Krishna konkrečioje rasą, konkrečioje nuotaikoje, kaip bambuko fleita, kaip amenukas arba kaip gopė.
One devotee said that we should start right now, even the guests at the Sunday feast can pick out a rasa and start meditating on it.
Vienas bhaktas pasakė, kad mes galime jau dabar pasirinkti rasą, netgi pirmą kartą tie žmogus į šventyklą ir medituoti.
This is completely bogus.
Tai yra visiškai netinkama.
It's called Sahaja philosophy, one who takes it very cheaply, the process. Before you can realize what is your svarupa and start meditating and serving in that particular way, you have to reach the asakti stage.
Prieš pasirinkdamas savo svarupą, prieš suvokdamas ją, tu turi pasiekti asakti lygį.
As Prabhupada said, asakti is the beginning of pure bhakti. You have to become a pure devotee. It's not that you're going to be contaminated with lust, anger, greed, laziness, fault finding, and all the things that we're polluted with, you know, overeating, oversleeping, and all these bad qualities we have, and realize, you know, I'm a gopi, I'm a gopa, or anything like that.
Tai nereiškia, kad mes būdami pilni neigiamų savybių, mėgaistumo, geismo, ieškame trūkumų kitose ir tokie galime pradėti suprasti daug nuotaikas.
One foolish devotee, he went to Radhakunda and he met one Babaji. He said, oh, you're a peacock in Krishna's pastime.
Vienas naivus atsidavęs nuvyko į Radha Kundą ir ten sutiko Babaji, kuris jam papasakojo, kad tu esi povas.
So he decided to practice his rasa.
Ir jisai iš karto pradėjo praktikuoti savo rasą.
Devotees came, went, saw him in his room in Mayapur. He was going woo, 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 woo. He was trying to make like a peacock, see.
Ir atsidavusi pamatė į savo kambarį, kuris mėgina tiesiog būti kaip povas.
So, don't fall into this trap of thinking, well, I think I'm a gopi. I think I'm a gopa. So I'm going to start meditating on kissing Krishna. Hugging and kissing Krishna like a gopi.
Nepakliūkite šitus pasus, kad jūs galvojate, o, aš esu gopė ir pradėsiu medituoti, kaip aš bučiuoju Krishna.
You'll never make any spiritual advancement if you fall into this sahaja trap.
Jeigu jūs pakliūsite iš tų sahajijos pasus, niekad nepadarysite jokios pažangos.
If you want to come to the stage where you can actually realize what is your rasa in Krishna's pastimes, you have to go step by step.
Jeigu norite pasiekti šitą lygį, kada suvokite savo rasą dvasinio pasaulio, turite eiti žingsnis po žingsnį.
You have to be initiated by the bona fide spiritual master.
Turite gauti iniciaciją iš bona fide dvasinio mokytojo.
You have to strictly follow the regular principles.
Ir štai sekti reguliuojamais principais.
You have to chant at least 16 rounds every day. You have to serve the mission of Srila
Prabhupada.
You have to follow the instructions of your authority within ISKCON and your spiritual master. In this way you can become purified. And gradually, you'll achieve the asakti stage. And then and only then can you do what is described here in this
purport.
So then why did Prabhupada give it to us now? We're just neophytes. Why did he explain all this? Well, are we supposed to remain neophytes? At a certain stage, we should achieve this level. So Prabhupada is giving us complete instructions. One Gaudiya Math Sanyasi complained that, well, Prabhupada didn't give you the higher level stuff, and I will give you the higher level stuff. You have to leave ISKCON and come to me for the higher level bhakti.
Vienas Gaudijas Anjasis kritikavo Prabhupada, kad jisai nedavė aukščiausio lygio ir norėdami jį pasiekti, turite palikti ISKCON ir ateit pas mane.
Which is completely offensive thing against Prabhupada for him to say things like that.
Bet yra labai žeidžiantis dalykas taip sakyti apie šio Prabhupada.
So Prabhupada has given us the higher stuff. It's right here, this purport.
Šitam komentarė davė mums patį aukščiausią.
This is the high level entering into your rasa. It's right here. So now let's qualify ourselves. One word of encouragement is this. Here we are struggling. You get up in the morning, struggling to control our tongue, struggling to control our anger, control our genitals, struggling, you see, to control these things.
Čia mes dabar kovojam, mums sunku atsikelti, sunku kontroliuoti savo jusles, nepersvalgyti, genitalijos kontroliuoti.
Prabhupada told us in New Vrindavan, at a garden, in a conversation in the garden. He said, once you struggle and achieve anartana vritti, then from then on it's automatic. Can you imagine automatically getting up for Mangal Arati? Automatically regulating your eating? Automatically offering the arati with love and devotion? Automatically doing everything with no endeavor, just as a celebration of love. Once you pass through anartana vritti, that's what happens, it becomes automatic. So instead of thinking about our rasa, our prematurely, and spoiling our path of bhakti, we should think, how can I achieve anartana vritti? That's up here our meditation right now. We are neophyte devotees.
Mēs esam neofiti atsidavus.
We are on the path of Vairi Bhakti.
Mēs sākam no Vairi Bhakti.
We are not qualified for Raganuga Sadhana yet.
Mēs dar nepasiruoši Raganuga Sadhana.
But if we can, you know, struggle, control our senses and serve Prabhupada's orders, serve Guru's orders, serve our authorities, serve each other with love and devotion, then that day will come and we'll actually achieve anartana vritti and we can go to these higher levels.
Bet jeigu mēs nuoširdžiai sieksime šitos Prabhupādas pamokymus, tarnausime atsidavusiems, tada anksčiau ar vėliau mes pasieksime šitą lygmenį.
It's compared to a sick man in the hospital.
Yra toks pavyzdys su sergančiu žmogumi ligoninėje.
He cannot eat whatever he wants.
Jisai negali valgyti, ką tik nori.
If he eats the wrong thing, it can kill him.
Jeigu jisai suvalgys, kas yra jam nesveikas, jisai gali numirti.
But by undergoing the treatment in the hospital,
bet gydydamasis ligoninėje,
he'll become healed and then he can eat whatever he wants again.
Jisai pasveiks ir galės valgyti, kas jam tik norisi.
So right now, it's not in our diet to meditate on our rasa. It's not in our diet right now. We can't take that. It'll kill us spiritually if we try to do it. But once we recover from these anartas, you see, then it will come naturally. You will realize, yes, I'm this, or I'm that in Krishna's pastime.
Bet kai mes apsivalome savo narkotų, tada automatiškai mes padėjom suvokti, taip, iš to žaidimuose aš esu toks arba toks.
So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Taigi dabar aš noriu paklausti, kokių yra
klausimų. Okay, some good.
Mano klausimas yra, tokia meditacija nurodoma į konkrečią rasą, kada žmogus jau yra pažengęs, o kokia dabar mūsų turi būti meditacija nuolat, kur mūsų protą pastovi reikia nukreipti?
This meditation is recommended for elevated devotees.
Yes.
But in our level, what meditation should we have?
Our meditation should be on serving our spiritual master, on serving Srila Prabhupada, on always remembering Krishna and never forgetting him.
Mūsų meditacija turėtų būti kaip visą laiką tarnauti savo dvasiniu mokytoju Šrilai Prabhupadai, kaip visą laiką prisiminti Krishna ir niekad jo nepamiršti.
Next question. Yeah.
Norėjau gerbiamą mokytoją paklausti klausimą tokį, tik norėčiau Sankirtanos paprašyti, kad pažodžiu išverstų, nes mes šiais aiškiai ateinam šiaip jau viską, o ne...
Trumpai verskai, nes labai sunku versnės mokytis
Sankirtanos. Ne, tai aš neilga. Aš vakarykščią norėjau pratęs temą, kaip impersonalistai kartuoja šventą vardą, jie eina kai kurie į pragarą, ten buvo tokia tema. Tai, o viešpačiai Tanė sako, kad nėra rimtų sąlygų ir griežtų sąlygų kartuot šventą viešpaties vardą. Ir aš matau, kad vietose labai daug tokių prieštaravimų būna. Tai kaip čia išeina tada vardas, kaip ir gali kartuoti, plus dar tie, kas impersonalistai, nes mes visi klystam ir į pragarą pakliuvam kartuodami. Tai čia gaunas prieštaravimas.
Can you help me to solve one contradiction? Yesterday we were speaking that who is impersonalist and he is chanting the holy name, he can go to the hell. But Lord Chaitanya is saying that everyone can chant the holy name and there is no strict rules. So we are also sometimes little bit impersonalist and we are chanting not pure. So I want to understand what is this contradiction.
Mm. Yeah, actually, I didn't say it. Somebody else quoted somebody who said it.
Iš tikrųjų, aš taip nesakiau. Čia kažkas kitas pacitavo kažką, kas taip sakė.
But it is. But Prabhupada did say that that the if milk is touched by the lips of a serpent, it has poisonous effects.
Bet šilo Prabhupada yra minėjęs, kad jeigu gyvatė paliečia pieną, tai tas pienas tampa nuodingas.
So the Mayavadi kirtan, because it's tinged with Mayavad consciousness, it has a poisonous effect.
Bet Mayavadžių kirtanas, jisai kadangi užterštas šitą impersonalią nuotiką, jisai turi nuodingą efektą.
In other words, you're getting poison along with it.
Tai reiškia, kad su tuo kirtanu taip pat ir nuodus gaunat.
If you go to a Mayavadi ashram where everyone says, you know, we're all God, and let's chant Hare Krishna together, because we're all God.
Jeigu jūs nuėsite į Mayavadžių ašramą, kur visi sako, kad mes esam Dievas ir dabar pakartokim Hare Krishna.
I mean, the Mayavadi chants Hare Krishna and he thinks, I am Krishna.
Kada mano vadis kartoja Hare Krishna, jis galvoja, kad aš esu Krishna.
Hare Krishna, I am Krishna. Krishna Krishna, I am Krishna. You see? I know it's a fact because I was a Mayavadi previously and I used to think I was Krishna. So, it's a fact. Such chanting is not very beneficial, although they get some benefit. Because the holy name is absolute, but there's so much poison that comes along with it. It's like trying to light a fire while pouring water on it at the same time. It's a fact that the chanting ignites the fire of bhakti. But they're pouring the water of Mayavadi philosophy. I'm Krishna, you're Krishna, we're all Krishna. I was actually told by one gentleman in the Delhi airport. When I was a young brahmachari, back in 1980, I went to India for the first time. And this Hindu gentleman very proudly told me, we are all Krishna here. So they may chant Hare Krishna, but it's you get all that Mayavadi poison along with it.
Taigi jie gali kartoti Hare Krishna, bet to pačiu iš tokio kirtano sklinda ir maivadiški nuodai.
But by strong preaching, Lord Chaitanya delivered 30,000 Mayavadis.
Bet stipriai pamokslaudamas, Viešpats Chaitanya išvadavo
30,001 Mayavadis.
30,001.
He met with Prakashananda Saraswati and converted him to becoming Vaishnava along with his 30,000 disciples.
Jis sutiko Prakashananda Sarasvati ir jį atvertė į Vaishnavizmą kartu su visais jo mokiniais 30,000.
So if the Mayavadis will agree to hear from the Vaishnavas,
taigi jeigu Mayavadžiai sutiks klausyti iš Vaishnavų,
we can convert them.
Mes galime juos atversti.
I know because I'm a converted Mayavadi myself.
Aš žinau, nes pats buvau Mayavadis ir atsiverčiau.
I agreed to hear from Vishnujana Maharaj. And by that hearing, I gave up my Mayavadi ideas went away. So, next question. Yeah. So she's saying that actually we are meditating on a particular rasa of the preacher, the rasa of a preacher. So what rasa do we need more than that? Right now, we just need to think how we can purify our hearts and how we can purify this planet. That's the only rasa we should meditate on right now. But by meditating in that way, we'll become pure and gradually we'll actually be able to see the pastimes of Krishna going on within our hearts and understand what is our role in those pastimes. So at that point, then we naturally will, along with preaching externally, continuing our preaching, we'll begin to contemplate if we achieve it before we die. That's the other thing. But we naturally begin to contemplate these things. If we're still here and we reach that stage.
Ir medituodami tokiu būdu mes apsivalysime ir pasieksime tokią pakopą, kada suvoksim savo rasą. Ir toliau išoriškai pamokslaudami, viduje mes medituosime savo rasą, jeigu mes dar šį gyvenimą spėsim pasiekti tokį lygį.
Yeah.
Chaitanya's pastime is also going on Golokanam, so we are entering in that.
The preaching is going on here. Is there preaching going on? Yeah, Lord Chaitanya's lila is going on in Goloka, that's a thing. But still, one who achieved this stage, he realized his identity in Krishna's pastime.
Vienas tas, kuris pasieks šitą lygį, jis suvoks savo tapatybę Krišnos žaidimuose.
Actually, one can have identity in both simultaneously.
Žmogus gali savo turėti tapatybę
in Gaura Lila and in Krishna Lila. We see that in the Gaura Ganadesha Dipika, that Vaishnava work about who is who in Krishna Lila and Gaura Lila. The Gaura Lila devotees are all Krishna Lila devotees, but they're actually, they have dual rasas.
Mes šventrašiuose matome, kad yra atsidavusiai, kurie turi dvigubas rasas.
Stereo. So we can have stereo, you know, rasas. We can be in Gaura Lila and Krishna Lila simultaneously. Two track rasas. Okay, next question. Yeah.
Sometimes we see that senior devotees don't want to preach. Is it that karma or is it specific relationship with Krishna?
If a devotee doesn't want to preach, how can he be a senior devotee? That's my question. He may have been around for a long time, but see, there's different ways of determining seniority. One is, well, how long ago was he initiated? That's one way of determining seniority. Another way is, how Krishna conscious is he? We do offer respect to those who were initiated before us, as our seniors, that's a thing.
Faktas, kad mes išreiškime pagarbą tiems, kurie yra inicijuoti anksčiau negu mes, kaip savo vyresni.
That is Vaishnava etiquette.
Toks yra vaishnaviškas etiketas.
But I have many god brothers who were initiated before me who aren't even practicing Krishna consciousness anymore.
Bet aš turiu daug dievo brolių, kurie inicijuoti prieš mane, nebepraktikuoja apskritai.
That is a less important means of measuring seniority.
Taigi šitas faktorius mažiau svarbus.
Who got initiated first?
Kas pirmas gavo iniciaciją?
The most important measure of seniority is who is more absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Pats svarbiausias faktorius yra, kas daugiausiai pasinėręs į Krishna sąmonę.
Anybody who is in the line of Srila Prabhupada, they will be very keenly absorbed in preaching activities if they're advanced in, if they're a senior devotee, true senior devotee.
Bet kas yra tikrai pažengęs Šilas Prabhupadas mokymuose, jisai bus tikrai vyresnis ir jisai tikrai norės pamokslauti.
So if a senior devotee is not very keen for preaching work, he's not as senior as he should be.
Taigi, jeigu vyresnis atsidavęs nėra labai entuziastingas pamokslauti, jisai nėra toks atsidavęs, kaip turėtų būti.
He has seniority by dint of being around for a long time, but his consciousness is not very senior.
Jis yra vyresnis dėl to, kad jis jau ilgą laiką inicijuotas, bet jo sąmonė nėra tokia pažengusi.
Yeah.
O tada jie kartais vyresnė atsidavę motyvuoja, kad kirtanas gali būti įvairus. Ta prasme, tarnystė viešpačių ir pamokslavimas gali būti atliekamas įvairiai, nebūtinai kaip pamokslautojo vaidmenį. Kaip šitą momentą suprasti ir kaip.
But sometimes these devotees, senior devotees, are telling that this kirtan can be done in different ways, not only in the role of preacher, but in some different way also.
That means they're not following Prabhupada.
Tai reiškia, kad jie neseka Prabhupada.
We don't need to distribute books, we don't need to do Harinam, we can... No, we are the Prabhupada Nugas.
Mes esame Prabhupada Nugas.
We are meant to follow the style of preaching given to us by Srila Prabhupada.
Mes turime siekti tuo pamokslavimo stiliumi, kurį davė Srila Prabhupada.
Now, one, there are different departments within that. I mean, somebody can preach via drama, for example.
Ir tame yra daug skirtingų departamentų, pavyzdžiui, kažkas gali pamaldauti.
Someone can preach by making beautiful paintings of Krishna. This is also preaching.
Piešinius nuostabius darydamas.
So there are many ways that one can preach within the Krishna consciousness movement. Preaching means to glorify Krishna and push forward Krishna consciousness for the benefit of the fallen souls of this planet. Someone can do that by raising their children to be Krishna conscious. That's also preaching. Someone can do that by making a lot of money and giving money to the Krishna conscious movement. But every member of this movement should see that this movement is going forward and taking over the world. That's the duty of every member of this movement.
Kiekvienas narys šito judėjimo jam turi rūpėti, kad šitas judėjimas sklistų.
Could just be cleaning the toilet.
Gali jisai tik tai tualetus valo.
But everyone should take some role, sweep the floor, pick up the garbage on the driveway. Everybody should take some role to help this movement go forward. That's preaching.
Bet visi turi prisimti kažkokį tai vaidmenį, kad padėti šitam judėjimui plėstis.
Does that clarify it for you? Okay, yeah. Shnipriya Devi does it? That clarified it? Okay, next question. Ashta Shaki.
Čia turbūt dažnai šitas klausimas, bet dabar neprisimenu, koks atsakymas, todėl paklausiu. Kokį atsidavimo lygį turi pasiekti neofitas, kad palikdamas kūną sugrįžtų į dvasinį pasaulį?
What is a minimal level we have to achieve that by dying, after dying we are going to back to Godhead.
Krishna Smaranam. Yeah. And the minimum level you have to achieve is remember Krishna. Even if you're just struggling, trying, you're still struggling, you haven't even gotten an Ardhanavritti yet. If you're struggling to remember Krishna to the best of your ability and you remember him at the time of death, you're okay.
Jeigu jūs net anarhanivriti pakopas nesat praėjęs, jūs tiesiog kovojate su savo jūslėm, bet jūs stengiate su laikam prisiminti Krishna ir matės akimirką tą padarote, tuomet jūs galite grįžti į dvasinį pasaulį.
Not that you have to achieve the asakti stage to go back to Godhead.
Ne tai, kad jūs turite pasiekti būtinę sakti lygį, kad grįžti atgal.
If you're sincerely trying to get free of your anartas,
jeigu jūs nuoširdžiai stengiatės apsivalyti nuo savo anartų,
and you're trying to absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness as much as possible,
ir stengiatės panerti save į Krishna sąmonę kiek įmanoma,
and at the time of death you're able to remember Krishna, then Krishna will take you back to his abode. And then all those other stages will come immediately.
Ir automatiškai visos kitos pakopos jūs pasieksit.
Nishta, Ruchi, Sakti, Bhava and Prema all just zoom like an accelerated course.
Taigi automatiškai pagreitintas kursas.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yeah.
Gal mokytojas malonėtų papasakoti apie Radha Damodaros gyvybės, kaip jos atkeliavo pas mokytoją. Žmogate, jos yra senos, kokia istorija yra?
The question is about Radha Damodardytis. Maybe you can tell the story how they come to you.
The story of how they came to us? Their mercy. Actually, they came to Vishnupriya Maharaji. I'll let her tell the story when she likes. Do you want to tell the story, Devi? No. Actually, if you go, it's on the whole thing is posted on the internet. Let's see here. What's the I forget the URL. We'll save that for another time. It's off the subject matter of the class. Okay. Next question. Yeah.
Kai mes turim suvokti, kad mes esam bažnio kūrės lygiai.
How to understand if we are already in Bhajana Kriya level?
Bhajana Kriya means you've taken initiation.
Bhajana Kriya reiškia, jūs priimėte iniciaciją.
And you're following all the rules and regulations.
Ir tu sėki visom reglom ir taisyklėm.
Then you got the Bhajana Kriya.
Tada tu esi Bhajana Kriya.
There's so many rules and regulations like rising early.
Tai yra keltis anksti ryte.
Shaving the face.
Nusiskusti veidą.
Actually, we are the Hare Krishnas, not the Hare Krishnas.
Hare Krishna, o ne plaukų Krishna.
I've written one paper actually, because I was in Vrindavan, and I saw that many devotees are keeping beards.
Vrindavane aš pastebėjau, kad daug atsidavusių nešioja barzdas.
So I was wondering, well, what does Prabhupada say about this?
Ir aš paieškojau, ką Prabhupada apie tai sako.
So I searched through the Veda base on the word beard in the Veda base. And I put together a wonderful selection of quotes from Prabhupada. And anybody who would like to get a copy of that, the essay is called Hare Krishnas or Hare Krishnas. Anybody who wants a copy of it, just send me an email. I'll send you a copy of the quotes. Bhajana Kriya means to follow the rules and regulations.
Bhajana Kriya reiškia sekti reglam ir taisyklėm.
And by that strictly following the rules and regulations, then you gradually achieve anartana vritti.
Griežtai sekdami jomis mes palaipsniui pasieksime anartana vritti.
But if we neglect to follow the rules and regulations, we don't achieve anartana vritti.
Ignoruosime tas taisyklės ir reglas, nepasieksime anartana.
We remain with the anartas in the heart.
Mes liksime su savo nešvarumais.
Okay, anything else? Sankirtan?
Čia tekste buvo paminėta, kad tą patį pelno Gyana Bhakta, viešpatės tarnas, žengiantis Gyanos keliu. Aš norėjau paklausti, ką šio Prabhupada turi meni.
In the purported it said that there is some Gyana Bhaktas, so I want to ask, what does it mean? Because devotional service should be free of jnana.
Yes, I noticed that as well. And the Prabhupada is saying that all these demons, they were so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness in a inimical way. And they got the sarupya mukti liberation. And those who follow the jnana path, they get the same goal as these demons. So Jnana Bhakta is not pure Bhakta. Prabhupada told me in one letter, he said, no Jnana, no karma, no yoga, all material desire is zero.
Jokios karmos, jokios jogos, visi materialūs troškimai nulis.
So it's not really clear to me exactly what Prabhupada's talking about here, but he's comparing the Jnana Bhaktas with the demons.
Tad man nelabai aišku konkrečiai, ką šilo Prabhupada čia turėjo meni, bet čia jis sulygino demonus.
Sounds like there's a tinge of Mayavad in their consciousness, the way it's written here.
Man atrodo, kad čia turime meni, kad yra dar likusios mayavadiškos filosofijos liekanų jų sąmonė.
But Prabhupada is making a distinction between the Jnana Bhakta and the pure devotees. So we know that we are not meant to follow the path of the Jnana Bhaktas. Who have some, you know, who get the same result as the demons give. That's not our dhoti, our dharma, our duty. Mishapriya Mataji is asking that the Jnana Bhaktas are following the neti-neti path. It appears that Prabhupada is talking about such persons.
It's
not completely clear to me who are these Jnana Bhaktas, but we This is something that again could be researched in the Veda base. See how Prabhupada uses the term Jnana Bhakta in other places as well. Yeah, to many births, the jnanis come to me. Yeah, it appears to be like that, yeah. Those who are attached to philosophical speculation. Yeah, it appears like that. Yeah. But it'd be interesting to research the Jnana Bhakta in the Veda base and see how Prabhupada uses it in other places. Okay, so our time is up. And where's tonight's class?
Samosa.
Tonight at Samosa. If you have any unanswered questions, some of you may have had questions, write it down so you don't forget it and bring it to Samosa tonight. I'll answer it tonight. So we thank you all very much. Ačiū labai.
Jai.